Welcome to Seriously Potter, episode 3. I'm Divius.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Elliot.
I'm Kill.
And I'm Mallory.
Yes.
Totally just interrupted Kill.
Yeah, we have guys today.
We have guys on the show. Woo!
Yeah, we got some maleness.
Maleness.
Okay. What a word.
Yep.
That is a nice, yeah. Okay, whatever.
So, there are a few thank yous we'd like to get out before we continue with the show.
Thank you!
First, to Miss Elliston.
Mrs. Elliston!
Thanks, for agreeing to be our teacher sponsor.
Teacher sponsor!
Oh. Sorry.
To get us out of study hall.
Yeah,
to
and
go record.
And getting out of study hall will get you guys longer podcasts with more info. And
this is for you.
Crazy
guys.
Stuff.
And beautiful people.
Yeah. Even though we're not really sure who might be listening to this.
I know,
but you're 70-year-old then if you listen to the first podcast.
You know what? We're accepting of all people. So,
yeah.
You know.
And
we're gay.
Thank you, Mallory. And we also like to thank Spencer. He created our amazing album art. So thank you, Spencer. Even though he might kill us for mentioning him on the show.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should like bleep out his name.
Yeah.
His name is Spencer if you want to find it.
His email address is.
He has a thing against Harry Potter, which is weird.
But he made our album art just because he's good
with like 10 minutes of trying to convince him. So, we should all thank him.
So, thank you, Spencer. You're
thank
amazing.
You, Spencer.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
So, we're getting the news.
Vanessa's not prepared today. I'm sorry, people.
We decided to do episode 3 on a whim, so we're getting the news.
Yeah, so hang tight. Elliot, talk about something.
High School Musical 3 breaks Potter's record?
Oh,
that's
my
not even
God.
Fair. I'm a small High School Musical fan just because it's fun.
And fun to make fun of.
Doesn't,
wait,
it doesn't
that say Zac Efron zaps Harry Potter? That's not cool.
Yeah, that's not.
I want to see Zac Efron and Dan Radcliffe just arm wrestling it out.
Hey, Dominique, hey. It's okay. You guys are crashing.
Why are you here?
We have extra people now.
Dominique and
who are
okay, so here is Dominique. Say something, darling.
What do you want me to say? Are we talking about Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Elmo is creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, have you ever read?
Wow. I'm not
making. Let's just go to Leaky.
Okay, we'll go to Leaky.
Sheesh.
Yeah, we're fans of Leaky here, and Vanessa's trying to kill it.
Oh, no, I spelled it
wrong. Oh, yeah, I'm a Leaky killer.
We're on the internet as we speak trying to find
being
news
awesome.
To give you.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, can I do the news? This
yeah.
is going to be fun.
Go.
Rumor alert. Hogwarts, the ride, and more on Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Hey, Jordan. Sorting for Prisoner of Azkaban. Reading groups now open. Oh, that's just Leaky news. Tales of Beedle the Bard to be published in Braille. Thank God. For all you blind people listening to our podcast.
Let's go to Muggle-net.
Okay.
We're going to go to Muggle-net now. More news.
Yay.
The ultimate Harry Potter fan site, Deathly Hallows.
No, besides our fan site. Our fan site's
better. Oh,
yeah. Which
they're not the ultimate. They're the... Okay. Vote for MuggleCast in the 2008
no!
podcast. Absolutely. Just kidding. Don't do that.
College Quidditch tournament taking place this weekend.
That's cool. Look at his face. It's all. He looks like a murderer.
Good luck, guys. Have fun with that.
Potter readers really can be split into four types.
Says experts.
Yeah, so Hufflepuff readers.
Oh, houses.
Wait, yeah. Like Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin.
Oh, Hufflepuffs take it slow. Gryffindors are eager and ever energetic to devour the latest Harry Potter book in one sitting, but quickly move on to new things. Oh,
I'm Gryffindor.
Take stories. Ravenclaws take the story with a pinch of salt.
What?
And Slytherin readers are not fussed about the books. I think I'm a Hufflepuff.
Okay.
I would have to say.
Scholastic
I mean,
announces
I'm
Beedle essay contest.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Okay. Beedle the Bard.
Beedle the Bard,
ooh,
by the
J.K.
way.
Rowling.
Whoa, what did you do? What did you do?
From Beedle the Bard at party.
I want to go to a J.K.
Which
party.
She's just cool. She's
are we invited?
Hero.
I don't think we're invited.
And
I think we're invited.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, Daniel Radcliffe is blonde all of a sudden?
No, that's just the picture, Elliot.
Associated
Daniel
Press
Radcliffe?
Interviews
whoa.
With Daniel Radcliffe. The
who's
picture
that?
Of him, it's Daniel Radcliffe. He's Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe is Harry
Potter?
Oh, that
was a talk
show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Jordan
I think we've done enough news. I think they're
okay,
overwhelmed.
Okay, that's good with the news.
70-year-old gay listeners. Love you guys.
Okay, next. Okay, since all our Twilight people left, we don't have a dueling, so Elliot is going to do his impression of Twilight.
So this is, I read like the first 20 pages of the first Twilight novel, or Twilight.
That was a really good book.
No, it wasn't. And no, here, really no, was. I'm going to summarize it for you. Basically the entire book. Hi, I'm Bella. I'm a delicate flower.
But Elliot, shut up, that was a good book.
I like this guy, but he's sexy. But the problem is, he's a vampire. But he's so cute. But I'm a delicate flower. But he's a vampire. But he's so cute for a vampire. But I'm a delicate flower. But he's so cute. But there's also this other guy. And he's a werewolf. But I love him. Oh, he's amazing. And oh my god. I'm a delicate flower. And oh my god, I love a vampire. And I love a werewolf. And I love all the magical creatures. Come to me, magical creatures. I love you. I'm a delicate flower. This is Bella, signing off.
Thank you, Elliot.
Now I think I get my two pieces.
Okay.
Oh, this is a duel after all, isn't it?
Oh,
it is.
It's Elliot versus Dominique. Oh.
Twilight is a beautiful, fantastic book about young love. And yeah, Bella's a little confused.
And she gets pregnant.
Yeah, and she has sex with a corpse.
Okay. What? No. he's very alive.
Young listeners.
And you know what? They're in love. They're madly in love. She picked him over Jacob. Even though Jacob is her best friend, and she still has friends and her lover and no work, and it's a beautiful story about young love.
Have I told the story about the pumpkin? Dominique,
guys, put the microphone
down.
My turn.
No. Dominique wanted the pumpkin, and I wanted the pumpkin. This was almost a year ago.
Oh yeah.
And I arm wrestled for the pumpkin, and I won. So I think I wanted this too. That's all I'm saying.
No, I really don't think. You did.
This podcast contains spoilers. Just so I let you guys know.
I just like to say something.
Yeah. Hermione dies. In book 8.
Okay, so my mom and I were talking about Twilight and Harry Potter the other day. Actually, it was months ago, but still.
My mom's reading Twilight.
My mom read Twilight too. That was scary. So we were talking about it, and I said, you know, I think Harry Potter's better. And she's like, yeah, because, you know, Twilight, when you take away the vampires and the werewolves, it's really just your basic love story.
The only reason Twilight sells is
about vampires.
Okay. Here's the actual opinion of mine. The only reason Twilight sells is because no, don't take this wrong. It's sexy. Okay, that's the only reason.
And
there's no actual literature.
Don't make put the mic down.
It's
going
really
on there.
Good.
Whereas Harry Potter is
to read about that kind of stuff for once.
It has like
just
Harry
watch
Potter.
Gossip Girl if you want your Twilight fix.
The thing is, Harry Potter has a wider fan base. Because it's studies show that boys, they will only read books where boys are the main character, whereas if girls are the main character, most boys won't read.
Well, yeah, Harry Potter's still way larger and longer lasting.
And it has a better plot than Twilight.
Yeah,
well,
love story. It has a plot.
It's different. They're different kinds of reads.
May I?
If you want like a fast. Hard story full of anger or a story full of love.
This devil's advocate's gonna put in a word here.
Okay. You know what? I think they're both really good books and really good series, and I enjoy them both. However, I think they're for very, very different audiences, and we cannot compare them.
Then why do you like them both?
Because I'm weird and I'm numerous audiences.
Yeah, a lot of Harry Potter
actually,
fans like Twilight.
Actually, I must
I'm not
admit,
could be Kale.
But like,
Twilight?
I like
okay.
She cannot
okay, Kale's not
read
like
the two books
so.
Because the two series at all because they're very, very different and they're totally different takes on the fantasy world.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. I love Harry Potter. And I love chick flicks, like The Devil Wears Prada. That's like the best thing ever.
Oh, God,
so everybody thought I would love Twilight, and then I read it, and then you know my opinion. Anyway, let's move on.
We have to wrap this up. Because
this isn't about Twilight, this is about Harry Potter.
Next we're going to be discussing Luna Lovegood.
That's her character discussion.
She's dreamy.
She's amazing.
I just like to say crazy. Something. Yvonna Lynch, the person who plays Luna Lovegood, she's
amazing.
The best.
She's perfect. She is Luna.
She's my perfect vision.
I wonder if she's ever gonna be.
Oh, Kale doesn't agree. Why not, Kale?
Wait, what?
He said no.
No, I think she does play her well, but I just think that Luna's
crazy. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. We're all crazy.
Like, I don't know if that actress really portrays Luna Lovegood.
She's perfect.
She's awesome.
I don't know.
She's the perfect Luna.
Like, there's an interview with Emma. Watson. Yeah, that's her name, right?
Yeah, Hermione.
Yeah. So she was saying that, like, Offset, Ivana Lynch, is, like, the actual real Luna Lovegood in real life.
But then the other thing is, now I don't mean to sound mean, but is she actually a good actress, or is she just she's just Luna Lovegood? Like, I don't think we're going to see her in any other movies now. I think she's going to do Luna, and, you know, because her story, but she came to an open call audition for
with, like,
Luna.
Yeah, 2,000 people.
Yeah, and she got picked out. So, I don't know. It always kind of bothers me when people in movies are just kind of personalities, but she's not. I don't know.
We'd have to see her in some other role.
But, like, what else?
The thing about actors in movies is they have to do it over and over again for the different camera shots. And if she wasn't a good actress, I don't think she'd be able to imitate what she did over and over and over. But the thing is, with most characters in Harry Potter, they get cast type.
Typecast.
Yeah, whatever. And so most of the actors...
Not Daniel Radcliffe, though. He's naked on Broadway.
We won't go into that, though.
I asked to actually go to see that. I should. Because it's like a psychological thriller, Equus.
No, that's not.
He's only naked in one scene.
Okay, anyway, like, most of the actors we see in Harry Potter are not going to get a lot of roles later in life just because they see them as Harry Potter.
I actually think Emma Watson's the most likely to succeed of that cast.
No.
Oh, yeah. Like,
all of the trio are really good.
She's definitely the most versatile actress.
Rupert Grint is the best.
All three of the trio are going to be immensely successful actors because,
I really don't think Daniel
Radcliffe did Harry Potter. Then he did My Boy Jack. Then he's done tons of movies. He did just
I've never heard of any of Daniel Radcliffe's movies besides Harry Potter.
And The Boys.
I've never heard
that. Because he's a British actor. He does British movies.
No, I've heard of Ballet Shoes for Emma Watson for
that's supposed to be good.
Yeah, it is. I'm
Driving Lessons for Rupert Grint.
And then The Disappeared for Tom Felton.
I really don't think Daniel Radcliffe is going
to be. Tom Felton's on like a junkie thriller show now.
Yeah, okay, Daniel Radcliffe, though, he used to do a bunch of movies with Maggie Smith, who's actually McGonagall.
Yeah, he did movies before Harry Potter.
So I just don't think he's doing movies after Harry Potter.
It's just whenever
he is doing movies right now, though.
Yeah,
and he's a Broadway star. He's on Broadway.
He's naked on Broadway.
He's naked in one scene. Like a three-act play.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but just when you look at Daniel Radcliffe, if you've seen the Harry Potter movies, you just think when you see him, Harry Potter.
You know what? No, here's what we're doing. We're going to his IMDb page right now.
Okay,
no, guys, we got off topic, guys. So, we're talking about Luna Lovegood.
Let's get back on.
Connect.
No, we've got a really good flow going here. Let's not stop this.
Dominique, our hippie child.
No, this is good, guys.
Hey,
good.
We just, like, went totally off topic.
Hey.
While Elliot's looking it up.
Okay, some facts about Luna Lovegood. One, we know her Patronus is a hare.
Oh, that's my email address.
Her dad
has... Don't email me. What does that do? Okay.
Her dad happens to be Xenophilius Lovegood.
Which is the greatest name ever.
Yeah, the editor of The Quibbler, which is... her favorite magazine. She reads it with, like, spectroscopes.
What happened to her mom?
And her mom died when she was ill in an accident.
I know, but what was the accident? I want more of that.
She was inventing a spell and it went wrong because playing with magic isn't always the best idea.
I know.
So small children don't play with magic.
Just like playing with drugs.
Not
always a good idea.
Okay. It's never a good idea.
How did drugs
and
magic...
Well, considering...
Okay, back to Luna Lovegood. Out of the entire series, I think she's the one who really hasn't changed, except for the part of getting friends. It seems like she's the one who has it most together, and she's not, like, this scary hothead like Harry is.
That's she's, like, because she's always cool.
She's solid. She's the rock.
She's constantly herself, though. She never tries to be anything but herself.
That's what I love about her.
And there was that one point when Harry couldn't do his Patronus, and then he thought about Luna, and then he could do his Patronus.
When was that?
It was in book 7 somewhere. I think it was when they were trying to get the Patronuses to get the Muggle or Mudlorn blood free.
Don't you say that dirty word, Elliot.
I'm allowed to say it.
We're gonna bleep
I'm a Muggle. Shut up.
We're gonna bleep it out.
Okay. Also, just any general thoughts on Luna? Does anyone have?
I'd like to say that Luna is the best, and so is Ivana Lynch.
I have an alter ego named Lewis Lovegood, actually, that I was for all of July. I'm not kidding.
I remember that was your Gmail name.
She was at my party. I had a Harry Potter party.
I was the only girl.
Vanessa
there.
Was invited, I think.
I'm sorry.
I was the only girl. You made me swim all by myself with like seven guys.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they were all nerds.
They were all. It was okay.
I'm sorry. Another friend invited me. I did see you at the.
I know. I saw you on page one.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
Which you should all support.
Probably.
You know what's funny?
So anyway, Luna Lovegood, my idol, amazing, true to herself and her friends.
Woo!
I can't think of a better character in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Actually, I can.
Except for maybe Fred and George.
Or Trelawney.
Yeah!
Okay, okay.
I'm not even kidding.
Lestrange. Isn't it? But wait, wait, wait. Lestrange or Lestrange?
Lestrange.
Are you sure? I think they say Lestrange in the movie.
All right, guys, I'm going to head out. Thank you.
Bye, Dominique. Dominique.
Thanks to our listeners. That was a lot of fun.
Everybody? Okay. So, thoughts on Luna Lovegood? Well, I think that she really is an amazing character, one of my favorite. She's one of the most eccentric characters J.K. Woo! Rowling has come up with.
She's the best.
But I had a question. Like, did she ever get together with Neville?
No, she didn't. She married. She went a long time without. Do you guys know? Magical beasts and where to find them?
Yeah, that's the.
His great grandson. His name was Newt Scamander, like Newt Salamander.
Oh, what's Newt Scamander?
And but then he had his great grandson was named Ralph Scamander.
Yeah.
And he married Luna, which reminds me of
where did
the Sound
we find
of Music.
This? Oh, it's in the book somewhere.
No, it's on. It was an interview, an online interview afterwards.
Oh, well, I think she would be perfectly.
I'm a Neville.
No, Neville married Neville. No. Neville married Hannah Abbott, and Hannah Abbott now owns the Leaky Cauldron. And Hannah Abbott is a Hufflepuff, so Hufflepuffs are in control of the Leaky Cauldron.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm a Neville shipper myself. I really am.
I am not. I think
you ship yourself with Neville.
Wait, that was Neville. Okay, so you're saying that if someone's in our house, that's houses. I'm just saying that if Hannah Abbott owned it and then they got married, then wouldn't they both own it?
No, because he teaches herbology. She owns it all by herself.
Oh, so
she doesn't
like
need no
single,
men to help her.
It's not like a thing where
it was
the
no, 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 you sexist jerk. No, she can run it on her own.
No, I'm not saying that.
Slughorn has a thing for McGonagall.
I bet. Was McGonagall ever married? Out of nowhere. Like, I'm just thinking, because Neville's a teacher or whatever, and he's married. But, like, were any of Harry's teachers actually married?
We never I think Slughorn has a thing for McGonagall. They asked about Dumbledore,
and Dumbledore's gay. Hey, he's old and he's gay. He's listening to our podcast.
Yay!
He has a thing for McGonagall. What?
But he's dead, unfortunately.
Do we want to...
Let's just move on.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up our character discussion where we never actually discussed the character.
We just
come up with amazing stuff.
I said she was great, and she married Newt Scamander, and she's a naturalist, and she travels the world.
But she's
nowhere
near as interesting as Bellatrix Lestrange.
Shut up, Kale.
We can discuss her next week.
Just putting that out there.
Kale/Bellatrix shipper.
Now it's time for Divya's awesome segment, the Quibbler Thought of the Week.
Yes. So, this week, I was thinking, what if Luna and Ginny were made prefects? I mean, we never figure out who in their year was made a prefect. So I was just thinking, maybe they are prefects.
I think we would have found out if Ginny was a prefect.
Ginny was a prefect. Ginny's...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No, Ginny's so cool. Well, did they have prefects, or did they just have the Inquisitorial Squad?
Oh, that might be.
True.
We don't
did they bring
know.
That back?
Why would they
well,
bring that back?
Well, Snape was all like...
Because it's in control of the jerkholes,
no,
guys?
No. No, wait. So in the sixth year, we would have... In book six, we would have found out. So I don't really think that Luna was a prefect, because we would have seen more of her...
Yeah. What would Luna do to enforce anything? Like,
well,
like,
no.
But like, somebody's like, okay, somebody's hurting Neville, and she goes, please don't touch
him. And she was gone for...
Or
she was gone for half the year anyway, so it really...
Oh, yeah,
she got kidnapped.
Jerk.
That was in the seventh book.
Yeah, we're talking about
the sixth book when they were made prefects.
Oh. Okay.
She probably would have jinxed them, because, you know, she jinxed somebody in the seventh book,
yeah.
You know? Like...
And Ginny would have used her, like, bat
boogie hex.
Well, what confused me about that is, in the seventh book, it's like, I've never done, she like kind of says she's never stunned anybody before.
Yeah.
Except, never mind.
That was Cho.
Never mind.
Thanks for flipping my notebook around. So, does that wrap up the Quibbler Thought of the Week?
Yes, it does.
That's pretty great.
Now, okay, now.
Name that quote.
Woo! Okay, now for the answer to last week's name that quote, Albus Dumbledore said it, and it was from the first book in the first chapter. I do not know the exact page.
What's the quote? I want to read the quote in my Dumbledore voice.
No, they'll think it's the quote for this week, Elliot.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Well, not if we say it. They're not deaf.
Okay, this is my sake.
They're blind because they're reading the brain.
Hey, Dominique's back. Or not.
Just kidding, she totally just left.
Oh my gosh. Jeez, Dominique.
Now, this quote is, tell me, which one of you will be dying this year? Now, what book, what chapter, and who said it, and maybe even the page number if you're super. Now,
it's time for a new segment that me and Kale do, because we're in Hindi.
And it's called...
Here, you guys get towards the microphone.
Wait, what's it called?
You guys haven't named it yet.
The Hindi...
Awesome.
Harry Potter Hindi...
...ness.
Yeah. Down.
Yes, that's what it's called. So, we're just
Harry
gonna,
Potter Hindi mixed down. Harry Hindi.
We're just going to say something that's Harry Potter related in Hindi.
And then you're going to translate it for us, right? Because the rest of us are losers.
Being spoken in India.
For those of you that don't know that. I was surprised to find that my cousin didn't know. Okay.
You start.
Okay. Ya Malfoy Dumbledore ko marne wala tha?
Ha, lekin wo dar gaya. So Snape ne use mar diya.
Okay. That is awesome.
So what did that mean, guys? Just say it in English.
Okay, well, I said... Was Malfoy supposed to kill Dumbledore?
Then I said, yes, but he got scared, so Snape killed him.
Malfoy was not supposed to kill Dumbledore. I disagree in Hindi. Dumbledore asked Snape to kill him. So
Dumbledore,
Snape was supposed
to...
No, we're going like by Voldemort.
Like, Voldemort wanted Malfoy to kill him. And...
Voldemort speaks Hindi?
Yes!
Yes,
he does.
Voldemort's secret hideout was in India through all of these books.
Yes.
Exactly.
Romania...
India.
And he spoke Hindi in India to people
before.
That's
to
the thing with snakes, you know?
Yeah,
like snake
he spoke snake. No, like, Parseltongue is really Hindi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Bam.
Whoa.
Okay.
They should teach that as an elective, is Parseltongue. I'd love that.
Okay, so... What's next?
I actually just have a question. We didn't plan this, so I'm sorry if I'm being random. Do you guys...
Oh, no, randomness is fine. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, actually, in Spanish, it's actually pastel de queso. How amazing
no,
is that?
No, in,
guys,
in
guys.
French, it's gâteau de fromage. It's fromage from age. It's cheese.
Okay.
I have no idea what it is.
Anyway, back to my question. Do you think that, like, a muggle-born has ever gone to Hogwarts left and then decided on, like, just a muggle occupation?
A muggle? Squib?
No, just like a muggle-born Hermione, let's say. She got accepted into Hogwarts, and Voldemort didn't exist. She graduated, but then she's like, I really don't want to go this magic route, so I'm going to go and become a zookeeper.
Well, yeah,
like
but
they'd
only have education up to fifth grade in the muggle world.
Good point.
So they couldn't they could work at McDonald's, or they could have an awesome wizarding job.
They could work at McDonald's, or they could be, like, head of the Gobstones.
But, like, Hermione's really smart.
I wonder if
so, like, let's say if she did, then, like, she's really
right.
Smart. And
she'd be a lawyer.
Yeah, and she goes to college and stuff like that. Do you think, like, after she's done with college and stuff, she'd go
she'll be,
through?
Like, 19.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Well, there is no wizarding college.
She goes to, like, a regular Muggle college. Do you think she would do that?
I think she'd be bummed if she was at a regular college. Be like,
no, I like this pool.
There's no magic.
Hermione would never be able to do that.
I think she would.
Then everybody in Muggle would be like, hey, aren't you that girl from that movie?
with
the guy that was naked on Broadway? Like, no, that was Emma Watson. It's a different thing. I'm Hermione. I'm the real one. Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to bring something up. Okay, so somewhere, like, in the second book or something, they're talking about, well, Ron is, like, talking about his family, and he says he has, like, cousin or an uncle or something that's an accountant.
That's the first book.
Yeah.
Oh,
so maybe he maybe he is a wizard, but he chose a mobile occupation.
Did they say he was a squib?
No, it was never. It was just like a random thing in passing.
That was one of the things where everybody's like, he's going to be pivotal to the book. They're going to go visit him, and he's going to have all the Horcruxes in his broom closet.
But going back to what Elliot said about, he said Hermione wouldn't be happy in regular Muggle college. Yeah. I don't think that's true. Because she loves books and stuff like that, so I think she'd be perfectly fine.
I think she'd find it interesting. I think she'd find it so basic. I think she's in, like, arithmetic is what she loves.
The person I think that would, like, detest college and never, like, even think about college besides Draco Malfoy would be Ronald Weasley.
Well, yeah, because Ron just doesn't like school. If Ron was a muggle, he wouldn't go to college.
He'd work at McDonald's.
Also, I think Harry would be pretty unhappy because Harry would be all like, I'm angsty.
Harry loves magic, though. The thing about Ron is that Ron, like, he's okay with muggleborns, but it seems that he has a little bit of contempt for muggles. He thinks too much of them. I'm not saying he's like Draco Malfoy level, but I don't think he thinks that much of them.
I think he just doesn't understand them.
He likes magic.
Okay, well, I think we should wrap.
He doesn't want to go to that random Chinese restaurant down the block.
Wrap it up, bro. We have half an hour. We have to wrap it up. You're right.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Now.
Can we have drums in the background, like on Pottercast?
No.
Okay. Don't mention that forbidden word on our podcast.
I can talk about Pottercast.
No, guys, Kale, play us some wonderful ballad while we wrap up the show. Now, Divya, do you want to give us our contact info?
Contact info. So, we have one central email that you can contact us all at, which is seriously, spelled like serious black, .potter.awesomeness, which is spelled AWESOMNESS. Because I messed up when I was creating the email, at gmail.com. And you can also go to our website, which is seriouslypotter.spruce.com, which has all the emails on it, and it just makes everything easier.
Right now, only three of us have separate accounts, but we are working on getting more. So right now, if you want to contact me, Divya or Carmen, it's on the website.
Even though Carmen's not
here. If you
want
to contact
today,
me... I'm unmatched. No, I'm just kidding. Oh no, the 70-year-old. Okay.
Seventy-year-old
gay man. We don't want to contact.
Can we have some great fade out music?
No, we added that in later. So thanks for listening, guys. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Divya.
I'm Elliot.
I'm
Do it again.
I had to do that. Go ahead, Kel.
I'm Kyle.
Thank you, guys. Okay, so thanks, bye!
I love you so much!
That was Seriously Potter Episode 3. So this is Divya, and I just wanted to give you a quick thing about the contact info. We had to switch websites because Spruce isn't free, and we really can't afford it right now. So our new website is seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. Seriously is still spelled as in Sirius Black. Again, it's seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. There you can find separate email addresses, the latest news, which we post pretty much weekly or daily, depending on how much news there is. We also have links to pictures and stuff like that. Separate email addresses where you can email us each. We also have a ton of other stuff, which you can go if you check out seriouslypotter.blogspot.com.